Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a bit chilly out there. It's about 32 degrees, so we're in freezing cold temperatures this morning. It's definitely a lot colder than it has been, right? At the past few mornings, at least, you wake up and, you know, get out there, go get ready for work. You get out to the vehicle and there's ice on it. I think yesterday, there was an ice layer over my car. I was like, whoa, we're starting to get into that cold temperatures at night. Really starting to feel it. But the crazy aspect is the swing in temperatures during the day. I mean, it's looking like 66 degrees today. And it's 32 right now. And the 60s look to be hanging around for a while, all the way till about next Saturday. And warmer temperatures out there are, you know, that's good for us gardeners, right? We can finish some of those projects outside. The cold temperatures are starting to hit some of our perennials, so our perennials are starting to fade, right? So that they, when we're out there, we can start cutting everything back, getting things cleaned out, right? You know, we talked last week about some of the perennials that we definitely wanted to cut back. So this weekend, I mean, we've had a number of days this week where it's been real cold in the morning. So definitely time to do some of that cutting back, some cleanups, finalizing a few things. You can definitely see the leaves are falling. They are definitely dropping. And, you know, if you look around, you can still see some trees in some areas that are holding on to their leaves. And, you know, hey, I'm noticing that it's pretty much the maple trees that are holding on to their leaves right now. Compared to some of the others here. But, you know, hey, right there, that is the leaves that are falling for you. Many things we can be doing. Can we use them? Yes. Can we do different things with them? Of course we can. You know, some people will, you know, use them as compost. Some will use them as cover for their plants. Up to you. We've been talking about this for weeks now. You know, leaving the leaves. again, all up to you on this. You know, if you like that clean lawn, have at it. You know, a lot of people right now are, you know, cleaning the cleaning their yards, cutting the lawn back, right? And what we're doing at the same time is when you're cleaning that lawn and cutting the lawn for that final time, you're cutting up those leaves, right? And this is that perfect time to take those leaves that you've chopped up with the mower and throw into a compost pile, right? That would be a great start for the compost for next year, right? This is definitely something to do. We have, I mentioned it a couple weeks ago, but there's a product out there, Compost Starter from Espoma, and they actually recommend using that product when you're starting the compost, right? It helps heat it up quicker. It helps get it going, doing those things. But this is the time of year where we could start a compost pile. You know, use those leaves that are dropping for next year, right? Get them composted together and then use them in the garden. It's free, right? They're just dropping for you. You don't have to do a lot of work. You know, there are, I've seen out there for, you know, sit down mowers, they actually, instead of, you know, chopping up all the leaves, they have these bags that can go right behind it and, you know, actually pick up all the leaves as they go, instead of chopping everything up and bag them up so you can just move them into an area. There's so many options right now. It's really awesome what you can do. So definitely, you know, keep that in mind while you're doing a few things around the yard. You know, if you want to get rid of them, you bag them up, toss them, hey, have at it. I'm all for it, whichever works for you. But the sky is really the limit when it comes to these guys right now. Another thing that we can be looking at this time is, you know, thinking about the, you know, the lawn again, right? I mean, these warm temperatures, the lawn is still growing during the day and during the night, obviously. And it's still, you still have time available to be fertilizing that lawn for a winter fertilizer if you haven't already, right? You know, at this point, a lot of you probably put down that fourth application probably around, you know, September 1st. We're 2 months out. If you haven't put a winterizer down or, you know, a fifth application, I really suggest doing one right now, because these warm temperatures during the day, our lawn's still actively growing. By putting something down at this point, it's only going to help the lawn for you this year into next year as well. Right? Everything you do now is going to help benefit the lawn for next year. So it's definitely something to be thinking about. Again, these are all things we can discuss during the show. And, you know, it can help you out if you give us a call here. If you have questions, our phone number is 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started. We're just getting here, getting ready for the day. Still dark out, but don't fret. Next week should change the... We change our clocks back. We fall back an hour. So it'll be lightening up just a little bit more earlier, right? That being said, it'll still be dark at this point. But we're getting there. It's my favorite day of the year. I only say that because I get an extra hour of sleep. That's about it, right? So, but that's next week. Tomorrow is Halloween, right? For everybody who celebrates Halloween. I know my kids are pumped to go get candy, run around the neighborhood, do everything they can to just have fun and enjoy it. It's all this past week, it looked like it was going to rain tomorrow. Now it's not. Hopefully, knock on wood, I guess. But looking like it should be a good day for everybody to get out there and trick-or-treat. So if you're going out there, enjoy it tomorrow. It's warm, right? So we're still being able to do things outside, out in the yard, cleanups, all those things. It's perfect. But what can, our cold weather is inevitable, right? So we should be looking to get some of those plants that we have outside that we wanted to bring indoors. If you haven't already, bring them in. Get them inside, right? Get them ready for winter, because this 32 degrees at night where it is right now, and it might have been colder later, but I'll tell you, these temperatures are now starting to affect some of those plants that we keep outside during those summer months. So let's think about bringing them in, getting them ready. We can discuss that and more as the show goes on. But if you do have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we are just getting started for the day. So plenty of time for you to give us a call or just hang out and listen about some different things that we can be doing in the garden, right? You know, one thing that we haven't really touched on lately, and you know, shame on me for this, but, you know, this time of year is the time of year that we should be putting, you know, the bulbs into the garden, right? This is the time of year when, you know, for next season, that we should be getting the garden ready. And the yard ready, obviously, for next year by adding those bulbs out there, right? It's definitely something we should be doing this time of year. The ground gets cold. The temperatures are cold. So we, you know, start getting that garden ready, but adding something so when spring hits, you really feel spring, right? And so a lot of our bulbs in the spring have to be planted right now. And we'd be looking, you know, a lot of times we're just looking at, you know, tulips, daffodils, those types of things. But there are a few others that we can really be looking at. So let's add that to the discussion of what we are looking to do right now. Because, man, it is what we do now for those gardens is what is going to get the spring season started off the right way. So, you know, the ground is starting to get cold and starting to freeze, right? This is one where we need these bulbs to have a time frame of cold period, right? It's a cold like stratification. We talk about it in the past in regards to some of the the seeds, right? A cold stratification period. This is basically the same thing when it comes to our tulips, our daffodils, some of the others. And there are so many options for tulips. I mean, if you got our email a couple weeks ago, I believe we sent it out the 14th. I don't even know how many different types of tulips we put on there. I'm going to scroll through the whole thing just to find it. But I'll tell you, there are so many styles and then colors. And it's amazing to really take a look at it. My father had written an article about 15 different tulips, right? The different varieties. And then the amount of colors that's in each one. I mean, I can't even count. But it is something that doing the work right now, especially because the ground's not frozen, right? Not at all. This is a good time to be putting those bulbs in. A lot of stores still have them, right? A lot of stores have the bulbs at this time. So you can put them in now and get them ready for next year. Now, a few things to be thinking about when it comes to that, right? Some of you might say, oh, every time I put bulbs in, you know, something does this, or, you know, they dig them up. Well, here's some couple options for you. You know, one option from Bonine, they have the Rapelzol concentrate for deer and rabbit, right? Or the Rapelzol, just the animal repellent in general, right? Get it in a concentrate. You put it in a bowl. Get those bulbs and put them into that bowl with the concentrate on it. Let it sit for a half hour, 45 minutes, right? That bulb absorbs some of it and has the repellent right in it. So those small chipmunks, squirrels, all those things that are running around trying to get things right below the ground, it'll help propel them. So we can talk about that more as time goes on, but give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few minutes.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Russia continues to push the nuclear weapons question, saying that the accelerated deployment of modernized U.S. B-61 tactical nuclear weapons on Europe's NATO bases lowers the nuclear threshold. Moscow drafted hundreds of thousands over a month and sent more than a quarter of them to the battlefield after a divisive mobilization campaign that was its first since World War II. Exxon, Mobil, Chevron, and others posted huge profits on rising energy costs, those very same costs that have left many of us with lighter and less valuable bank balances. What they're going to do with the money? Well, make their investors happy. Chevron says they'll plow it into dividends, paying debt and fossil fuel as well as clean energy projects, and Exxon says it will maintain its share buybacks and increase dividends. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are early on in the show, so we have plenty of time for you to get some great information today. So definitely stick around as the time goes on. Now, we talked about tulips, we've talked about different things, but, you know, the process that our tulips and bulbs need to go through is a cold period, right? What happens with these bulbs is they need that cold period to store all their energy to give you everything they have in the spring, right? So that when they actually flower, there's just full bloom, everything. It's awesome stuff. So we definitely want to take a look at some different bulbs to be putting in and putting them in now instead of waiting and seeing, you know, the tulips in the garden centers in the spring and the daffodils and saying, oh man, I want some of those. I'm going to go get those. You know, still do that if that's the case. But the idea is you can plant these for next year right now. So it's not just the tulip. It's not just the daffodil. There's hyacinths, right? There's crocus. There's alliums. So those big ornamental alliums that have that big flower head on them. Some of them can get like 4 feet tall. And the actual head of the flower could be like 3, 6, 10 inches. They're all over. It's amazing. You know, there's some others out there. You know, the snowdrops. You might know them as galanthus, right? The different types of hyacinth, right? So we have the regular hyacinth there that has that big bloom, right? The big different colors, pinks, whites, whichever. But then there's that smaller grape hyacinth, right? That has that small head on it. You might know it as muscari, right? Those are some options. Another couple, you know, obviously crocus, Those are the first ones we really see at the spring. But look into it now for next year. You will thank yourself. I'm telling you. Anyways, let's get right into the phone lines. We do have a call on the line. So Nathan, who's up first today?
Joshua's in Hyannis.
Joshua, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
Perfect.
Sitting out here in the truck. I'm sitting out here in the truck listening to you because my wife isn't the biggest radio person. I am.
Perfect.
So yes, and I'm also a horticulturist. So I got some questions. So now, all right, I haven't gotten my mums in the ground yet. It's 37 degrees right now. I have a geranium outside as well that I believe I should take in because I want to say, but it's a type of hybrid geranium. I'm not quite sure what it is. It's pink flowers, but the edges of the flowers are rounded. So I would imagine it's an annual. You think if I take it inside, I can keep it going through the winter until next year?
Well, you could definitely try it. The thing about it is some of these annual geraniums, you know, in order to turn them into, perennial, bringing them inside is the type of thing to do. A lot of people with all the different types of geraniums will bring them in for the winter. Some will even just throw them into the garage for the winter, and it's a garage that is not going to freeze, right? Not one that is
right,
completely unheated.
Right.
Some will just put them right in there for the winter months. Some will bring them in, keep them in a self-facing window, and just keep them going. You know, the thing about it is a lot of annuals, they don't really know when to stop, right? It's not that they have like, all right, on September 15th, I'm done. You know, it's not like sitting there and they just say it. And so a lot of these can be brought in, definitely. The mums that you were discussing, those, you could even throw those in the ground, cover them up by a couple inches, cut them back to about 4 inches, and some of these will overwinter and create almost like a biannual where they'll come back for another season, maybe for maybe it's two, maybe it's another one after that. But those are things that you can definitely do. That geranium, if you want to keep it going, I would definitely keep it in a self-facing window. Keep up with the watering. Don't let it sit in water, but don't let it dry out.
Okay.
Coming inside, the heat is a little bit different than the outside, right? There's no inside. Right. There's not that humidity level.
Right. I was afraid it was going to go through like a leaf drop or something of that sort.
Well, it definitely might. That's the thing, right? Because it's acclimating to the inside, and that's
right.
Like I said, that's part of it is the way the inside is heated, right? Where outside has humidity a lot more,
right?
Where there's moisture in the air. When you come inside, it's a different type of heat. It's not the humidity inside. So what I would look at doing is if you have other plants, grouping it with those plants.
I do.
And
yes,
then
yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
What I would also look at doing is creating some humidity around those plants, right? Spritzing the air every, day or so, adding some sort of, using one of those plastic saucers that you can get at a garden center, right? Throwing some rocks on the bottom of it and then filling with water on the base of it, in the center of the plants. And what that'll do is that moisture will come up into the air, creating that humidity, that mist, right? And what it'll end up doing is it'll help the plants kind of acclimate to the inside, because that, you know, like I've said it a few times already, but the heat indoors comparatively is so different.
Oh, yes.
It's just a, you know, it's just dry. So different compared. Yeah, it's a dry heat inside versus the outside. So bringing them in, that's why we get some of that leaf drop. And you probably still will anyways, just because of the temperature difference. It's getting used to everything. And if that's the case, right, it doesn't mean just throw it away. That means, all right, it's just ready for, you know, that dormant period. Or it's getting into that.
Dormancy, but I tell you what, it's a gorgeous geranium. It's a type of a hybrid. I'm not quite sure what type, but it was created by a couple in, I believe, Somerville, Mass. That have a nursery, and they specialize in geraniums, I guess. And I tell you what, it was so nice all year long, and constantly blooming. There wasn't one time where it didn't have flowers.
Well, that's awesome. That's a great one.
Yeah. But now, it's having a little hard time because it's getting colder out. And then I have one more question.
Sure.
I have a couple of ornamental grasses. I'm not quite sure the exact variety, but I got to get them on the ground because if I don't, there's no way they're going to make it through. Because, you know, winter's coming.
Well, definitely. Definitely.
To get back to the mums, two of my mums in particular are in, I don't know, I would say 14-inch pots. They are huge. They might be the prettiest mums I've ever seen in my life that I've owned. And then the other ones that are in 10-inch pots are starting to die, but the two in the bigger pots are so healthy and huge and vibrant. So I believe I should get those on the ground ASAP. It's just, you know, time is of the essence. And sometimes we don't have the time.
Definitely.
But I will make the time. One more question about my hydrangeas. Now, my hydrangeas, I believe I called you earlier in the year, and they were supposed to be white hydrangeas, but this was their first year on the ground, so they were green the entire season. Now they are red, or like a burgundy color. Really, really pretty. But do you think next year they might be white?
So
they've been in the ground for a year.
So the flower itself turned red? Or
yes.
Was it the leaf? Okay. And
the
it flower. did not start white, it started light green.
It started light green, yes.
You know, they might change into there, but it might be something that goes from that like white color to the red towards the end of the season because it kind of dies back. I would look at I'd look at the soil itself and say, is it alkaline? Is it acidic? And it might be a little bit more acidic causing that to be going on. So I would, you know, adding lime to the soil as well.
Yeah.
Just to balance out the pH level. Depending upon where it is, maybe it's a very acidic spot, causing some of that to be like that. But, I have a hydrangea that we got at the house that is, called a vanilla strawberry that starts off white and then goes to red. You know, I wouldn't say it's the same plant here, but maybe it's in that same family where that's what's going on with it. But I'd look at the soil itself and say, all right, maybe I need to add a little bit of lime to bring the pH level up. Look at the fertilization. You know, since it was the first season, next spring, start off early once the ground thaws with a super phosphate to get the plant a lot of extra to it to get it ready. And then from there, build on it. And, you know, it might make sense just to get a soil sample done in the area to kind of see what's going on. So you can base it off that because, you know, the white hydrangeas, the paniculata, don't need very acidic soil. And so if you have a lot of rhododendrons or evergreens in the area, maybe that area has is very acidic and it's not getting the full use of what it needs. So
can I hold on?
Yeah,
the line
no problem.
I hear the music.
Yeah,
I got a
no problem.
More questions.
All right, Joshua, just hang tight for me. On the other side of the break, we will talk with you. Everyone else, phone number is 855-660-4261. Take a break. We'll be back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Joshua. A number of questions. We wanted to have him stick around and ask those questions because some of you guys might have some of the same. So anyways, Joshua, what's the other questions you had for us?
Okay. I purchased a blueberry bush earlier this year, and it's really, really pretty. It's like bright fire engine red, like a burning bush right now. But I want to know when I, because I want to put it in the ground today. Shall I have it in a spot that gets morning or afternoon light? I'm not quite sure. I've never taken care of a blueberry bush. I was thinking maybe like 10 to 1 or 10 to 2 for light, but I don't know if that's correct. I believe it's native. I got it from a nursery here on the Cape, so I believe it's native, but I'm not sure. And also, my last question is, the Acer platinoids or Norway maples, sugar maples, I noticed that the color of them going into dormancy is so much more vibrant than it was last year. Is that because of the drought that we had in the state this year?
I think that's a good possibility. Let's check in with the blueberry plant real quick. So the majority of blueberry plants will actually need about 6 to 8 hours of light. Wow. So that 10 to 2 that you have there, you know, 10 to 2 is the hottest part of the day, usually.
Right, yes.
Right? Yes. So that's a good start there. So if you have a spot that has a little bit more sun, perfect. So that 4 hours is definitely worth it. But I go a little bit more as long as it has some filtered sun during the season too, right? So that's the other aspect we can take a look at. So I would look at something. Go ahead.
Do you think I need to? I don't even know if you're supposed to fertilize a blueberry bush.
Well, so the blueberry bush, you're supposed to keep it it needs acidic soil, right? Well-drained, very fertile soil. So it would be something that right now you could add what's called a soil acidifier to the soil in the area. It doesn't necessarily have to be on the plant, but you want to get it in the area.
Okay.
I'd use a starter fertilizer, like a Biotone starter, to get it ready for winter because it's going to help the root system develop. But that soil acidifier that you put down now, you can do it again in the spring to make sure that the soil is very acidic. The more acidic, the better the plant.
When I put that soil acidifier, do I scratch it in with
Yeah. With, so you would scratch it into the soil. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And now as far as the leaves themselves, you know, I think part of it has to do with the drought and then the rain that we got back to the end of it. You know, I think just the overall conditions in general were part of it that caused the colors to be so vibrant. Because some of these plants were like, all right, well, I'm going out with a bang, thinking that was it, right? So that could be part of it. If you look, you know, parts of the Cape and parts of Essex County are still in a pretty bad drought in Massachusetts. And so some of these plants might just be saying, all right, I'm just giving everything I can, getting rid of it, and hope for the best. So that could be part of what's going on at this point.
Yeah, I was just curious because I'll tell you what, they are so much more vibrant than they were last year. I even stopped by Heritage Plantation in Sandwich the other day and was blown away. I couldn't stop taking pictures.
Yeah, no, it's definitely more vibrant this year. I was just driving on the highway yesterday and just the colors that I saw, it was amazing. So I definitely agree with you. Definitely has something to do with the conditions. I hate to do this, Joshua, but I got to hit the break.
I know.
So hopefully you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for all your help.
No problem. All right, have a great one. We'll be back in a few minutes on the other side of the break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.